Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Now, before we start the class, I would like to read today's quote, 5th July. Originally, Krishna's energy is one, spiritual energy. But according to different functions, Maya is represented differently. In the material world, the energy is called Bhadra. And in the spiritual world, the same Maya is called Subhadra. Su means auspiciousness. So in the spiritual world, the same Maya works auspiciously. And in the material world, the same Maya works inauspiciously. Letter to Upendra, July 5th, 1969. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Today we are very fortunate to have His grace Haridas Varya Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Kanda. So we are starting today a new chapter, second chapter, 1-3 verses. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat. I am seeing another poster, interesting poster. I'm waiting to hear the class, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanavat Pranam, and my humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis and elderly Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who are assembled here. I beg at your lotus feet that kindly bless me so that I can speak some words about our dearmost Lord, who is full of Ascharya, Adbhuta, Vismaya and Achintya, who is absolutely wonderful, takes us by surprise, brings us great jubilation, and through his Achintya, through his absolutely great, wonderful, pleasing pastimes, he does the unthinkable, which also brings wonder. So I beg your mercy, so that I can do some justice to today's verses. Yes, as Mataji, you rightly mentioned, we are embarking on a new chapter. A new chapter means new treasure troves, new treasures of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which seems to be unlocked. And what treasures are we going to unlock? That sets the mood in the first verses, which is what we will try to learn today. So before we start, I would like to pray to the Acharyas, to the Supreme Lord, and all His wonderful Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, asking for their blessings and mercy so that we can try to at least stand on the shore and get our toes wet by the inundating waves of Chaitanya's mercy. Om Ajnana Timiran Dasya Ajnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Udmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrijatam Sagana Raghunathan Vitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sadhana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhana Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam Karoti Vachalam, Pangum Langayate Girum, Yat Kripa Tamaham Mande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Hari Om Tat Sat. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter number 2. The name of the chapter is The Lord's Manifestation at the House of Srivasa and the Inauguration of Sankirtan. So this is a very wonderful chapter where the Lord is going to intimately associate with Srivas, his stay in Srivas Angan, and his inauguration of the Yuga Dharma, which is Sankirtan. So it's a very important chapter. So let's see how it begins. Text number 1 to 3, very small verses, is what we are planning to begin today. So we will go through all the 3 verses and we will try to churn some of the nectar which is available and given by the Acharyas. Text number 1. Jaya Jaya Jagan Mangala Gaura Chandra Dana Deha Hridaye Tomara Pada Dvandva. All glories to Gaura Chandra, who is the benefactor of the entire world. Please give your lotus feet in charity to my heart. Text number 2. Bhakta Goshti Sahita Gauranga Jaya Jaya Sunile Chaitanya Kata Bhakti Labhya Haya. All glories to Sri Gauranga along with his devotees. Gauranga Jaya Jaya Bhakta Goshti Sahita. So all glories to Sri Gauranga along with his devotees. By hearing the topics of Lord Chaitanya, one attains the devotional service of the Lord. What a wonderful verse. The last verse for today. Text number 3. Thakurera prema dekhi sarva bhakta gana parama vismita haila sabha karamana. When all the devotees observed the Lord's love, they were all stuck with wonder. Vismita haila means they were stuck with wonder. So these are the 3 verses that we have today. But today what we will do, we will go bottoms up. That means we'll go from 3 to 2 to 1. So first and foremost, let's look at the 3rd verse. When all the devotees observed the Lord's love, they were all struck with wonder. So this is very wonderful verse in itself, which is talking about wonder. Sometimes we use this adjective of wonder very, very easily in our conversations. But sometimes it's truly wonderful to stop, pause, think about this word called as wonder, which has many, many different synonyms in the Sanskrit literature. Wonder is also called as surprise, which is called as ascharyam. Direct synonym is adbhuta, adbhutam, adbhuta balakam. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna is a wonderful child, adbhuta balakam. Vismayam, which is mentioned here as well, taken by surprise, and it's quite unimaginable. And achintyam, sometimes it is unimaginable, it is not fitting our realm of imagination. This also leads to wonder. There are, of course, many other synonyms like chamatkara, gajab. All these are also there in the literature, which all means nothing but wonder. So here, when the devotees observed Lord's love, it is said they were all struck with wonder. Now, this verb, there are two verbs here. Struck and wonder. Both are activities. So, struck, he is hit. The devotees are hit or struck by wonder. Struck happens when it happens when it is not planned. When it happens unplanned, then the activity of struck, or one gets struck with wonder. So let's churn a little bit. What wonder is Chaitanya Bhagavata talking about? Generally, if we try to delve deep into this Shastra and try to understand wonder, we start from the very basics. When we look into our own life, we see many children who are just growing up, who were babies once, and they are just growing up. They have this quotient of wonder, which is very highest in them. You will always see a baby crawling by, wondering about the motor and the rotor skills that they have in their hand. They will suddenly take all the stuff from the basket and throw around just to see what falls, what bounces, what is soft, what is hard, what is tall, what is space, can I fit in that space? When we actually see a child in play, we can see the curiosity of the child, because one wants to learn and learn, and the whole material world is absolutely new in experience for the child. And hence the curiosity is very high. So be it a small pencil, or be it a small puddle on the road, or be it a potato, or be it a pencil sharpener, the curiosity is always there. But what happens when this child grows up and gets acquainted with material nature? One sees that this curiosity goes down. And new things, when this adult encounters, the wonder quotient also goes down. That is why travel and tourism takes a higher percentage of wonder quotients. Adults would like to travel from one place to another just to experience new sound, new culture, new sights, new experiences of Mother Nature, so that the curiosity and the wonder spirit in them is kept alive. Because they somehow or the other want to keep bringing back the stimulus which they have in their heart, which is of wonder, surprise, curiosity. They would like to listen to new music. They would like to eat new foodstuffs and get surprised, or get pleasantly surprised, or feel the taste of wonder. But Bhagavad Gita gives us a very good insight into this wonder. What does it say? What does it say? In the second chapter, in the 29th verse, it's very wonderfully mentioned. Ashcharyavat pashyati kaschid enam, ashcharyavad vadati tataiva chanyaha, ashcharyavakchainam anyashrunoti, shrutvapi enam vedana chaiva kaschid. All this wonder is also the spirit soul. And how do the people in general look at the spirit soul? Some look at the soul as very amazing. Some describe him as amazing. Some hear of him as amazing. While some people do hear about him, they cannot understand him at all. So they get bewildered. And so some people say this spirit soul, it does wonderful activities. So it is ashcharyavat pashyati kashchidenam. Some people look at it as a very amazing thing. So many people cannot define the spirit soul. Why? What is the wonder of the spirit soul? Because the spirit soul, though it is very, very minute, part and parcel of Krishna, it has done such great activities. It has made civilizations. It has constructed cities. It has invented many inventions. It has created so many industries, all coming from this tiny, tiny spark, a tiny amsha of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if the minute spirit can do so many wonder activities, what can the Supreme Spirit, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, what kind of wondrous activities he can do? Something that we should think about. So that's why Krishna gives a glimpse. So Krishna sometimes gives a glimpse. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, in the same Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter, he says, people are quite astonished, ashcharya about the minute spirit spark. But the real intelligent person will ask questions about where these wondrous activities are coming from. And Krishna gives a glimpse in the 9th chapter, 10th verse. Mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate cha characharam hetunanena kaunteya jagat vipari vartate. He says this entire material nature, which will do many wonderful activities, the sun rises on time, sets on time. Every day there is no alarm clock for the sun, but it rises right on time. There are beautiful, wonderful, beautiful, surprising activities which happen in Mother Nature. And he says this entire material nature, maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate characharam, is working under Krishna's direction. And O son of Kunti, producing all moving and non-moving beings. Under its rule, this manifestation is created, annihilated. So he just says that not even creation, but even annihilation is wonderful. And all of this happens under whose instruction? The Supreme Spirit. So one person or a devotee, when he steps outside the house, just looks up in the sky and he looks at the billions of stars which he can see in the sky, or the wonderful cotton swab-like clouds which are moving in the sky. One will always think about who is the controller. One cannot think that this and all have come just like that. One has to think about who is the reason behind these planets. Who is the reason behind these beautiful, wonderful creation called Mother Earth? Who is the creator of the oceans? Who is the creator of these different species who are so unique to each other? And they have so many different characteristics. And like this, one can keep thinking about it. So when one thinks about this, then one constantly reads the Shastras. Then in the Shastras, one gets a certain glimpse. So Srila Prabhupada, he mentions in Srimad Bhagavatam, and you might see it on your screen right now, in 3rd canto, 9th chapter, the first verse, he mentions, Brahma Uvacha. In that text, Lord Brahma is having a realization. He says, oh my Lord, today after many, many years of penance. Please remember, Brahma is saying many, many years. One day of Brahma, we know how long it is. But when Brahma says many, many years, so it's extremely long years. I have come to know about you. Brahma is saying, now I have come to know about you. Oh, how unfortunate the embodied living entities are that they are unable to know your personality. So Brahma takes many, many years to understand the Lord. And he's saying, it is very unfortunate the minute jiva sometimes may not come to know about you. Because if something has to be known, you are the only knowable object. And there is nothing supreme beyond you. If there is anything superior to you, it is not absolute, because you are the absolute. You are the final frontier after which nothing is to be known. And in this, Srila Prabhupada writes in a very wonderful way this about this wonderful activities of the Lord. He writes in the purport, the Lord has employed his wonderful material energy, in manifesting many, many wonderful distractions in the material world. So we were just talking about how the planet is, how the sky is. But Prabhupada is saying these are all wonderful distractions so that the minute spirit soul gets distracted. But if one really applies their knowledge, one will ask about who is the controller behind. And illusioned by the same energy, are thus able to know the supreme cause. The most stalwart scientists and philosophers therefore cannot be accepted as wonderful. So if there are some people who are coming up with great theories, Nobel Prizes, they cannot be considered as wonderful. Who is really wonderful? Krishna. Why? Is it because he created so many wonderful things? No. He also created the wonderful Maya, the covering, by which the minute spirit spark gets illusioned. So Krishna's creation is wonderful. Krishna's annihilation is wonderful. Krishna's Maya is also wonderful. And Krishna's minute spirit spark is also wonderful. So Brahma is here saying how unfortunate if somebody gets into the illusion, they can't know you. But if somebody comes out of illusion, they can know you. And by not knowing you, they are still under the wonderful Maya, which is your creation. By knowing you, they know the wonderful Krishna that you are. So it's always wonder which is always going on. And why do they appear wonderful? Prabhupada says, they only appear wonderful because they are in the hands of illusory energy of the Lord. So all the three things, the wonderful covering, the Atma, the Paramatma feature of the Lord, all these are supremely wondrous. And we can see this in Srimad Bhagavatam itself. Once, when Yudhishthir Maharaj was roaming in the forest and he met with Yaksha, Yaksha asked, "Can you tell me what's the most surprising or wonderful thing that you see on this planet?" And Yudhishthir Maharaj said, "Death. Death is something that is very wonderful and surprising." Yaksha said, "Please explain." He said, "Everybody undergoes death, but nobody believes it will come to them." Isn't this wonderful? And Srimad Bhagavatam mentions in the 5th canto, the same verse, 18th chapter, verse number 3. It mentions how it says, "Aho vichitram." Vichitra means it's very surprising, it's very different, it's very wonderful. Bhagavat vicheti shittam. What does it say? How wonderful is that the foolish materialist does not heed the great danger of impending death. That's just like what Yudhishthira Maharaj mentioned. The materialist does not know death is going to approach him. He only wants to enjoy. What does he do? He knows that death will surely come. Yet he is nevertheless callous and neglectful. If his father dies, he wants to enjoy his father's property. But forget about father. If his son dies, he wants to enjoy his son's possessions as well. In either case, he needlessly tries to enjoy material happiness with the acquired money. So one gets under the sway of this illusory energy, which is wonderful, and forgets the fact that the danger is impending upon him. So once Srila Prabhupada was asked, "Srila Prabhupada, can you tell me how in our Krishna consciousness movement, how can you surpass this death? How can we give pure Krishna consciousness to people?" So Srila Prabhupada was saying about how Krishna Katha is simply wonderful. And he also mentioned about the sweet, simply wonderful. And in one of the conversations in lectures, July 20th, 1971 in New York City, you can see it on your screen, where Nand Kishore Prabhu asks, "What happens if a person, if we just give him on the street, simply wonderful or some prasadam? One piece of prasadam, what will happen?" And Prabhupada uses this word wonderful so nicely. Wonderfully he uses. Oh, that is wonderful. simply wonderful. And everybody laughs. He has not tasted such wonderful sweet in his life. Therefore, you give him wonderful. And because he is eating that wonderful sweet, one day he will come to your temple and also become wonderful. And devotees say, Jai, Srila Prabhupada, that's really nice. It's a new coining of the sweet. Therefore, it is simply wonderful. So go on distributing this simply wonderful. And what is Prabhupada also saying along with the sweet? What is wonderful? Your philosophy is simply wonderful. Your prasadam is simply wonderful. You are simply wonderful. And your Krishna is simply wonderful. The whole process of simply wonderful. And he acts wonderfully. And it is acting wonderfully. Who can deny it? Srila Prabhupada is asking so nonchalantly, who can really deny this? And they say, Srila Prabhupada, Kirtanananda Prabhu says, Prabhupada is simply wonderful. Then he says, that's all right. You can become everyone. All right, have Kirtan. So Prabhupada is really giving us what is really wonderful. Because Krishna is really wonderful. Lord Chaitanya and his pastimes are really wonderful. Understanding Krishna's kindness is really wonderful. In the Bhagavad Gita, 7th verse, 7th chapter, 7th verse, he says, Matta parataram nanyat. There is nobody equal to me. And that concept is wonderful. And Srila Prabhupada once mentions in conversation on March 20, he says that we as individual devotees can do wonderful things if we understand Krishna is behind the source of everything wonderful. He says, now work strenuously. You are all young men and some or other dead horse you have given life. Otherwise, the last fortnight I was thinking, I am dead now. I was thinking like that. Now life is finished. Life can be finished anytime. That is not wonderful. So Srila Prabhupada, even at that age, is saying that I have to keep doing something for Krishna, and that spirit of keep doing something for Krishna, which is devotional service, that is wonderful. To live, that is wonderful. If my life is finished, that is not wonderful. Nobody will lament. Oh, he was an old man, 82 years old. But if I can live for some days more, then that is wonderful. If I die, that is not wonderful. So Prabhupada is very, very nicely saying, when we realize our human form of life, when we get up from the bed every day, it is said in the Vaishnava etiquette, we should thank wonderful Krishna for the wonderful human form of life that he has given. What great wonders we can try to assimilate and try to understand, which took Brahma many, many years to understand. So this is wonderful. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he immediately says, Krishna is wonderful. And Prabhupada says, no, Krishna is wonderful always. And then Bhavanand Prabhu says, you are wonderful, Srila Prabhupada. But Prabhupada immediately shows his humility. I am wonderful so long I serve Krishna. Otherwise useless, no value. If I can serve Krishna, then I am wonderful. Or certainly we don't want to become cheap wonderful. We want to become really wonderful by serving Krishna. This is our mission. Krishna is wonderful undoubtedly. Who can become more wonderful than Krishna? Matta parataram nanyat. Always remember Krishna is wonderful. This is Prabhupada's instruction. We have to understand Krishna is wonderful, adbhutam, ascharyam, vismayam, achintyam. Don't take Krishna very slightly, like one of you. That is foolishness. Krishna is wonderful always. He is the most wonderful person and he can do anything wonderful. And Swarup Damodar Prabhu says, he can also give a wonderful guru. And Prabhupada says, yes, getting a guru is also a wonderful act and mercy of Krishna. And that is the mercy we are seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bestowing here. He is directly bestowing the mercy that he has received from his guru by his Gaya's visit. he is displaying those emotions and he is going to bestow the wonderful Yuga Dharma of Sankirtana. And looking at the ecstatic love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everybody is stuck with this wonder. That how is that? This is so wonderful. So what should we do? We have to understand that we have not done any wonder, but we can, by Srila Prabhupada's words, if we associate with our wonderful nature, with an intention and the instruction of Guru, then we can do extraordinary things. With the mercy of Guru comes also the blessings to achieve all that we intend to achieve. So we can also do wonderful activities as long as we are instructed by the Guru and we are acting on that plane. Understanding Krishna is wonderful. So one has to grow in wonder. One has to take steps in Krishna consciousness where we constantly understand that Krishna's activities, Krishna Katha, Krishna's pastimes are wonderful. We can see in the pastime behind that Mother Yashoda is surprised, bewildered, as she peers into the mouth of Krishna. She sees herself. At the same time, she sees so many millions of universes. She shakes her head, blinks her eyes. She cannot understand what's going on. She is really struck by wonder, just like how the verse mentions. And it is not that only pastimes are wonderful. Krishna's speech is wonderful. Krishna's conversation is wonderful. Krishna's Venu Geet is wonderful. How is Krishna's conversations wonderful? Bhagavad Gita says so. Bhagavad Gita mentions in a very nice way that how Krishna's speech is very wonderful. In the 18th chapter, one of the last slokas of the 18th chapter, the 76th and the 77th shloka, if you actually have a look at it, Sanjaya says this. He's realizing it. He says, Rajan, samshrutya samshrutya samvadam imam adbhutam. He says, it's adbhutam. It's wonderful, Rajan. Keshava Arjuno yo punyam hrishyami cha muhur muhur. He says, O king, as I repeatedly recall this wondrous and holy dialogue, the whole Bhagavad Gita is wonderful. He's saying the whole dialogue that was spoken on the battlefield, I take pleasure and I take thrill at every single moment, again and again and again. And in the next one, he mentions that, O king, as I remember the wonderful form of Lord Krishna. So first he's remembering the words of Krishna and Arjuna, and then he's saying, as I remember the wonderful form of Lord Krishna, I am again struck with wonder. More and more, I rejoice again and again. Srila Prabhupada is again mentioning here, struck with wonder. So as this is the meaning which is given here, that as we understand Krishna's pastime, how he has 16,108 wives, how he was tied in Damodar Leela, how he delivered Aghasura, how this creation and maintenance is taking place. As we discuss about his pastimes, what Lord Chaitanya did in Gaya, how did he spread this Sankirtan movement, how did he stay in Srivas's house, such discussions will reawaken the love to a very small degree, and that will personally be retained in our heart, and the wonder quotient will grow. Srila Prabhupada at that age of 82 or in his 70s and 80s, he was just childlike. His enthusiasm and his curiosity was just childlike. Seeing the foreign devotees chant, his disciples chant, he used to be wonderfully surprised by Krishna's act of mercy. And sometimes this happens. when devotees see the merciful act of Krishna, then they're very surprised. But one should conclude that all these wonders are resting in none other than the Supreme Lord Himself. And where do we see it? We see it in none other than Srimad Bhagavatam once again. We see it in Srimad Bhagavatam when Akrura mentions this. He mentions, Adbhutani tayavanti bhumau viyati va jale twai vishvat maketani kim me drishtam vipashyata. Sri Akrura said, whatever wonderful things on earth, sky or water contain, all exist in you, Krishna. Since you encompass everything, when I am seeing you, what have I not seen? So wonderfully Akrura is mentioning that everything wonderful that is to be seen are all resting in you. So sometimes we feel that our life is very formulaic. It's like very rote, again and again doing the same thing. There is no rasa. There is no taste. But again and again, just like a rote activity, we are doing it again and again and again. But if we have a little bit of skills and ability and we sit and think about how we can dovetail it to Krishna, how Srila Prabhupada is saying our philosophy is wonderful. Any skill that we have, if we can dovetail it to Krishna, then we might be receiving one drop of love towards Krishna. And that is very wonderful. And then we can understand the beauty and the wonder. Because in Chaitanya Charitamrita itself, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in Madhya Leela 6 chapter 213, you can see on the screen, he mentions this very beautifully. Jagat nistarile tumi seha alpa karya, ama udharile tumi e shakti ascharya. He says, ascharya is not that you have delivered entire world. This is not very ascharya. This is very easy for you. Out of very lot of humility, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is saying, my dear sir, Lord Chaitanya, my dear sir, you have delivered the entire world. That is not very great task. It's a very small task. Well, you know what is the greatest task? You have also delivered me. Ama udharile tumi. E shakti ascharya. And that is certainly the work of very wonderful powers. So while we are contemplating about the wonders, if we at some times get a glimpse of Krishna's wonderful activities, immediately we should not become proud. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is mentioning, we should be humbled that Krishna, I am actually nobody. There is no qualification. There is absolutely nothing in my power that I can do. But you are showing these wonderful pastimes. You are showing wonderful devotees. You are giving association to such a platform of devotees. You are giving me chance to speak, to be in the association of devotees, to hear. This is truly wonderful. And this is struck with wonder because this is not planned by us. Our fate is not planning this. It is purely devotees' mercy, Guru Maharaj's mercy, and the pure causeless mercy of the Lord. And that is why he mentions, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Dayakaraha Vichara Vichara Karite Chitte Pabe Chamatkara. Another word of Ascharya or Adbhuta or wonderful is Chamatkara. So he says, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayakaraha Vichara, one who is thinking, if you are interested indeed in logic and argument, if somebody is interested in logic, argument, how it comes, how is the mercy, what is the quantity of mercy, how it comes, what is the stimulus to get mercy, if somebody wants to understand logically, apply it to Chaitanya's mercy. Apply it to the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you do so, you will find it to be strikingly wonderful. Vichara karite chitte pabe chamatkara. So it will struck you with wonder. So now we discussed everything about the verse number 3 which we spoke about, what were they hit with? They were struck with wonder. But now we go to second verse. What is the wonder that they were struck with? Now we realize till now that how wonderful is Krishna's activities. So we feel wonderful. And why this struck with wonder happens, this we understood. And what we should do with this wonder also we understood. But let us try to understand what is that emotion, what is that fuzzy feeling in the heart that the devotees are feeling. That we should go to the second verse. All glories to Gauranga along with his devotees. By hearing the topics of Lord Chaitanya, one attains devotional service of the Lord. So this is very wonderfully mentioned. This is mentioned that what happens when one is struck with wonder? One understands by Krishna's mercy, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, the 10 things that Lord Chaitanya bestows upon a devotee. Lord Chaitanya's mercy is mentioned to give 10 different characteristics. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, 10th chapter, 119th verse mentions about these 10 things that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy does. What are those? First, Hela Udhanita Khedaya. It drives away material lamentation. Whenever we hear Krishna's pastimes, whenever we see Chaitanya's pastimes, whenever we read Chaitanya's pastimes, our material lamentations go away. The best example is the Vasudeva Leaper. He was constantly thinking to see the Lord. He came to Kurma Brahmana's house. But when he got to know that the Lord has left, he thought, oh no, he was lamenting. He was lamenting that I missed the chance to meet the Lord. There was material lamentation. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there and immediately embraced him. And he said, my dear Lord, nobody even goes in the same way when they see me, I am on the road. But you came and embraced me and that cured my leprosy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to say, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is given, there is no material lamentation. All material strife immediately vanishes. And when that vanishes, the heart is struck with wonder. I was lamenting till now, but what has happened? It has changed. Hela Udhani Takhedaya drives away material lamentation. And once this material lamentation goes away, Vishadaya, it purifies everything. It purifies the heart. Cheto Darpana Marjanam happens. And when the purification of the heart happens, Pronmilat Amodaya, it awakens the transcendental bliss in the heart. The bliss of chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Being surprised, being struck with wonder, being purified in the heart, awakens transcendental bliss. And when that bliss is awakened, Samyat Shastra Vivadaya. Many people speak about different philosophies. Advaita, Vishishta Advaita, Abheda Vaita, Dvaita Dvaita, all these. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. Just like a gold ornament can be made out of the entire gold mountain. But the gold ornament can never become the mountain. At the same time, the gold ornament is of the gold mountain. So simultaneously, it is a part of the mountain. At the same time, it is not. So it is inconceivable, achintya. And by these philosophies, he eradicated, he removed all the confusions of all the shastras. Shamyat Shastra Vibhadaya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he speaks philosophy, he removes the doubts and disagreements of scriptures. This is the fourth characteristic of Chaitanya's mercy. Rasadaya. And when all vada vivadayas are gone and bliss is awakening in the heart, purified heart, and all material lamentation is gone, it gives all the rasa. It distributes all transcendental mellows. Of course, when all the mellows flourish in the heart, chitta arpita unmadaya, it causes jubilation in the heart. It causes a festival in the heart. And that is what is being caused in the heart of all the devotees who are watching the Lord's love. And the second verse, what is today, that happens. What is that? Sashwat bhakti vinodaya. It stimulates devotional service. So the second verse says, it gives devotional service. But before that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy has given all the six activities. And seventh one is it stimulates devotional service or it gives devotional service. And when one does devotional service, eight, samadhaya. That means it gives full ecstasy, jubilation and joy. Madhurya maryadaya glorifies the limit of conjugal love. And amanda udaya, and all the good fortune awakens. These are the 10 things Lord Chaitanya's mercy gives. And in that, the seventh one is being mentioned here, that one attains the devotional service of the Lord. So who would not like to get all these 10 wonderful things, but not as a person who has the right to ask? This can be given only by Chaitanya's mercy. And mercy is not asked rightfully. It is begged as charity. So that is why the first verse says, all glory is to Gaurachandra, who is the benefactor of the entire world. Your lotus feet is, please give your lotus feet mercy as charity. Because once you give your lotus feet, your mercy comes along. And your mercy gives me all these 10 characteristics, and they are nothing but as charity. Charity means I, the spirit soul, is not the true benefactor of such a mercy. But if it is given in charity, then I can stand with my jhola and ask for your blessings and your mercy. So this is the greatest charity. This is the greatest charity that one should beg for. And this is the greatest activity that one should keep asking for. And once a person gets such a charity from the Supreme Lord, then what happens? There is always auspiciousness. Jaya Mangalam Nitya Shubha Mangalam Mangalam Avani Sutanathunniki Mangalam Aravinda Akshunniki Mangalam Adbhuta Charitanuki Mangalam Adi Devanuki. The Saint Tyagaraja, he spoke in very wonderful way. He said, Jaya Mangalam Shubha Mangalam. Let there be all auspiciousness. Let there be all victory. Jaya Mangalam Shubha Mangalam. Shubha means all auspiciousness. And let there be Mangalam. For whom? Mangalam Avani Sutanathuniki. Avani means Mother Earth. The daughter of Mother Earth, Sita, because Tyagaraja was always interested in Lord Ramchandra, he said, Mangalam Avani Sutanathuniki. Let there be all glories to the wonderful Lord who is the husband of the goddess of fortune and the daughter of Mother Earth, Avani Suta. Mangalam Aravinda Akshuniki. That means let there be supreme glory and auspiciousness to the Lord who has Ambujanetra. Aravinda Akshuniki, one who has lotus-like eyes. And he says, Mangalam Adbhuta Charitanuki. While these are the physical aspects, let me also tell about Lord Rama's character, which is Charitranuki. That means his character is simply wonderful. And let there be all glories to the All Supreme Lord. So when the Lord's mercy enters our heart, all the 10 characteristics that we mentioned about, which I would like to repeat once, drives away material lamentation, purifies our heart, purifies everything, awakens transcendental bliss, mitigates disagreements of scriptures, distributes transcendental mellows of the Lord, causes jubilation of heart, stimulates devotional service, gives full ecstasy and joy, glorifies the limit of conjugal love, and awakens all good fortune, mangalam, in the heart. So this is what is getting bestowed to the Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. It is being bestowed in front of them as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is displaying the Lord's love. Jaya Jaya Jagan Mangala Gaura Chandra. It is the Mangala. All glories to Gaura Chandra, who is the benefactor of the entire world. Dena Dena Hridaye Tomara Pada Dvandva. Give to my heart that lotus feet, that mercy as charity. This is the sincere yearning. This is the sincere ask. This is the sincere plea. This is the sincere beg, holding on to the lotus feet of Nitai Gaur Chandra. And once, when we are making such a pleading ask, once that tear rolls from our eyes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ensures he gives his mercy, and thereby we get all the 10 characteristics of that mercy. Even though we want limited, what you will get is an unlimited tsunami of a mercy. Tsunami is not the right word. It does all destruction. But the fierceness and the quantity is what I am referring to. It opens the floodgates. Again, floodgates is also destruction. It opens up the dam of nectar of love. It just breaks open to be swept away with no destruction, but to give unlimited bountiful joy. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is what he is going to start in this chapter. He is going to stay in Shiva's Angan. He is going to inaugurate the beautiful Sankirtan movement. So please be very attentive in listening to the further speakers. They are going to open these gates of love, which is going to inundate our heart through this Bhakti Sangha Japa group's medium. So keep tuning in. I hope that we will all get swept away with both our hands totally raised up, not trying to paddle ourselves and save, because we want to drown in this ocean of nectar. And let that ocean of nectar sweep all above us and carry us farther in the interest of hearing Sri Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Thank you very, very much. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Yadastras Khalitam Kinchit Vidvam Satpurayantu Tat Yadatrat Saushtubam Kinchit Tadgurur Eva Menahi. I ask for your forgiveness if there were any mistakes or any incorrect rendering or understanding of these shlokas. Those mistakes are truly mine. On the other side, if you found something really relishable, it all belongs to our acharyas and their wonderful commentaries and Jagatguru Srila Prabhupada and my spiritual master, because of course those commentaries, those devotees are truly wonderful, and none of those are for me. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, my dear devotees, for your patient hearing. All glories to you who have been constantly hearing through various speakers these wonderful topics. Please bless me so that I can also continue. So, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. We were also struck with wonder hearing your class. I mean, just it's so nectarian, Prabhuji. Very, very grateful to you for such a beautiful class. And always, today's quote is definitely, you know, every class that we read quote is connected to the class. And today also you're talking about Maya, which you are talking. And today's quote is also telling about how Maya is so wonder. In this material world, it's going to act like inauspiciousness. But in the spiritual world, it's It's auspiciousness. So Lord is given everything. If you want to enjoy, you can enjoy. If you want me, you can come to me. And the 10 important things that we get by Lord's mercy, that is very, very nice, Prabhuji. That by those 10 things, we can eternally be happy, not materially, but eternally be happy. Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhu. I don't have any question. I see raise hand. Preeti Vilasni Mataji, please go ahead with your question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. The class really wonderful, and the simply wonderful quotes of Srila Prabhupada was so wonderful. Thank you so much. It was, I love to describe the wonderful part, and also the characteristics of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Such a beautiful meditative class. Thank you for always making our feel so with the that pours out from your mouth. Thank you, Prabhu. Very nice.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you very much for your kind words. Jagat Goswami Prabhupada ki
jai. I forgot to say one thing, Prabhuji. I was also getting craving for eating Simply Wonderful. You keep mentioning Simply Wonderful, Simply Wonderful. Maybe we have to make it for the Lord today. Thank you so much for that. And we have taught it many times for the kids in our camp and also in our regular classes, how to make this Simply Wonderful. Very nice, Prabhuji. And I have one question. We are also doing these kind of questions in our kids' camp. How to make feel that kids, this that they are doing, whatever they are doing is really wonderful, that what they are getting is Krishna consciousness is really wonderful, and they are not missing anything out. And they are greater than the outside kids. I mean, they are special. They are not any low or they are not inferior. They have to feel themselves great when they are presenting themselves in front of other friends or, you know, society. How can this make understand to our kids?
Yeah. That's a very good question, Mataji. For the kids, I would say that first, how to make them feel that they are special. That is by telling them that they know somebody who is special, and that is Krishna. So just like how we always try to be like, you know, celebrities, adults like celebrities, because they think they have something special, at least richness or something. So they would like to take selfies with them, and they would like to feel special as well. For that tiny moment of 1 second, they would like to take a selfie and be special. So the kids, we should captivate, and we should capitalize their curiosity. As I said, the children, as they grow, they are still learning about material nature, how things work, what is character, and they slowly try to understand their abilities of what they can do and what they cannot. At the spaces of what they cannot, if we show how Krishna has achieved, for example, if they see a snake, they will run away. They know that they cannot overcome over a snake as they grow up, right? But then when we say about Aghasura's pastime, then Krishna is somebody who could actually do that while he was at your age. Oh, okay. That's very special. That's very wonderful. So they slowly understand that it's not that they are special, because that can, they are also special by knowing about Krishna, true, but we should be very careful that we don't put pride in their hearts while comparing with other children. They have to be still. They feel, I know somebody who is very special, and that is Krishna. And when they see others, the only thought that they should have constantly is to share this somebody, some special person, that is Krishna, with others. Sometimes some people will not take it. And that's what Brahma is saying. How unfortunate, some people cannot take it. But the children should have this tendency to share. Not only share their tiffins and share their pluses and minuses, they should be naturally able to share the beautiful, wonderful Krishna that they have, whom they know through so many associations with elders and classes. That is what we have to give to the children. Sometimes we do give, oh, you are special, they are not. You know, then what happens? They live with these categorizations all throughout. Whereas when they come to adult and suddenly you want to take this and give to others, it's a very difficult paradigm. They're either shy, they either would like to be in their own circle. So we have to be very careful. We should not make them proud. We should tell them that you are special because you are connected with the special, just like how Srila Prabhupada mentioned. And we should always try to encourage them to give this speciality, who is none other than Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to others who don't have it. That's how I would like to see that. I do not know if I understood that.
Thank you so much. Yeah, my question is also the same thing. We are not trying to put other kids down, but then when they have to understand that they have something special, that they are that is going to stay with them for eternally, they are doing they are working towards, they are taking their steps away, they can be eternally happy. Other people are taking their steps where they can be happy in material life by enjoying the material world. So that difference they have to understand. That's what my question. And I could understand, Prabhu, when they share it, they will get more love for Krishna.
Because at that age, Mataji, only three things will connect with them. Because the understanding that this will stay with me eternally and this will help me to be in a better pedestal, that's a very adult logic. You understand, right? When we become an adult, we would like to achieve that. We would like to be better than others. That's not a child's logic. The child's logic is curiosity to understand. I want to know, okay, if there is a little bit of competitiveness, but fine. So at their level, if we can say that, hey, you know somebody who is great, but then there's somebody who can do much more things, and that is Krishna, who did much better than you, and he's a Supreme Lord. Okay, curiosity hits me home. Okay, our wonderfulness or surprise hits me home. So they'll get convinced on that. And slowly as they grow up in that conviction and others also get convinced, so the adult logic will anyway, natural course of time will fit into the fray. That's what I wanted to mention about.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very grateful to you. Dr. Kalpa Garavalli Mataji, please go ahead with your question.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you. Wonderful session, Prabhuji. And the way you said for the children is very nice, Prabhuji. You said very, very, very nice. God bless you abundantly, Prabhuji, for all your everything. God gave you this knowledge to talk like that, no? That nothing, my neophyte knowledge kindly enlightened me. Achintayam, what is that meaning and what is the...
Unimaginable. Achintya. One who cannot even imagine or think about. Inconceivable is what
inconceivable.
It means. Right? We cannot conceive with our material mind.
Atputam, the Lord is Atputam, Chaitanya is Atputam. Let His feet and let His glories be always eternal. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you. Thank you, Dadasana.
Jai. Thank you, Sir Prabhupada. Any other questions?
If there are no more questions, we can end the call here. I would like to offer my obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas assembled on the call. Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bevachapatitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Anantakoti Vaishnavrindu Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. His Grace Haridas Varya Prabhuji Ki Jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Very wonderful class.
Hare
Krishna. Wonderful class, Prabhuji, as always. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you, dear devotees, for your participation. And thank you, Prabhuji. We'll be ending the call here. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.